Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, the Rockridge Rockets heading to the Boys State track meet, and Peyton Locke is a junior. He's going in three events, the 100, 200, and 400. So first up, tell us a little bit about your sectional last week up at Erie. Had a pretty good night.
Yes, sir. I won in the 100 by a few meters. It was pretty close, not as close as I wanted. In the 400, I got second place, didn't run at my best time. And then 200, I got second place as well, but it was by like a foot. So I definitely know I can beat those kids and hopefully place in all of them.
Well,
at state.
Yeah. So tell us about, you know, last year, it was a weird year with the pandemic, but you got a spring track season and you were able to qualify for state in the 100 and 200. How important do you think that experience was for you last year, kind of getting ready for now this 2022 track experience?
100% helped me. I mean, I know what it's going to be like, and I know the competition that I'm expected to go against. So it kind of helps me not be as nervous. But at the same time, I want to do better than I did last year. So it has different types of nerves and challenges I need to overcome.
Well, I know the weather has stunk this year, hasn't it, for spring sports? I think there was the one week where you had the temperatures in the 90s, but other than that, it's been rainy, it's been cool, it's been windy. The conditions have just been terrible. Is it something you just have to deal with, or how do you overcome that?
I mean, I complain sometimes, I'm not going to lie, but it's just you can't change weather. Like other sports, they're used to playing in crappier weather. It's not as big of a deal, but for track, like for me, I run into that wind or the rain, cold weather. So it's just a huge struggle, and I can't run my best when it's like that. But at state, it's supposed to be rainy, so it's going to feel kind of like home.
All right, so, you know, 100, 200, and 400. So you do that in a sectional, right? So now we go to state, you do that at state. So what is kind of the mindset getting ready for all that, where you do one and then you think, well, man, I got to do this one and I got to complete this one. Now I got to get ready for this one. What about, you know, kind of being prepared and competing at a high level in all three events? Is it just something you're accustomed to, or how challenging is that?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's very challenging. Kind of getting that point where you have to cool off from your last race, but then you still have to prepare for the next one and coming. And how I'm running it, I'm not going to have much of a break, unlike some of these sprinters where they're only going down there for one event. So they're going to be more fresh. So I'm just going to have to try my absolute hardest in every race just to make it to the finals. And some of these kids are just going to be able to walk through it and just give it their complete all. And I'm just not going to be able to do that. But I'm just hoping my effort will be better than theirs.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, you know, 100, then 200, then 400. That's a lot of work against a lot of good competition on Thursday. But, you know, that's the one thing where you look to your right and look to your left and you say, well, I'm running against the best in the state. That's got to be a neat feeling, too, being on that big blue oval track down at the state track meet.
I 100% agree. I mean, they're the best runners in the state, and I get to see people that I'm never going to run against, and it just makes me feel better. It kind of shows, you know, Rockridge has athletes, and we are one of those top schools, and just kind of makes me feel good supporting Rockridge.
All right, so three-sport kid, right? Football, we know all about that. A wrestling kid, and then a track athlete. So how? I guess the question is, how fast did this junior year go for you competing in three sports?
It flew by. Like, it seemed like yesterday where we were starting football games, and I don't have any breaks because I just go from one sport to the next. So I don't really get to comprehend and everything. And now junior year is almost done, and I'm starting senior year, and I heard it goes even faster. So it's going to be upsetting.
Do they all complement one another? I mean, that's probably a dumb question, I would say. Well, yeah, Taylor, duh. Speed in football is important, and then balance in football is important, and one helps the other. Is it pretty much true that, you know, all these things go hand in hand?
Oh, 100%. It's really stamina is the biggest thing, like, because you can be fast, but if you can only run for a short amount, then you're not going to be as good as some of these other kids. So you have to be able to maximize your muscles the whole time. And that's the biggest struggle for me.
All right. So, you know, what are you shooting for this week? You know, is it just say, I want to run the best I can. I want to put the best time I've had all year. Or is it, I'm running against the competition and I want to beat some of these dudes. I mean, what is it you're kind of shooting for this weekend in the three events you're participating in?
I'm not going to lie. I want to bring home some medals. Last year I brought home 2 medals, a 7th and an 8th place medal, and it wasn't as good as I wanted. I mean, I want to run my best, but my end goal is to stand on those podium and, you know, smile and just be happy for myself.
All right. Well, we'll root for Peyton Locke this week at the state track meet, the 100, the 200, and 400. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.